And now, with the time at 7:05, Ronan Kelly is here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers.
The news that Graham Dwyer has been cleared to appeal his conviction for murder is covered in most of the papers. It's the main front page report in the Irish Daily Mirror, with the subheadline, "Mobile Phone Ruling is a Horror Story for Victim's Family." The front page of the Irish Daily Mail recalls their story yesterday that gambling companies had invited TDs and senators to an entertainment tent at the races. This despite the fact that the Oireachtas is due to debate gambling legislation. Today, the Mail reports that part of that planned legislation will be a ban on gambling companies running such events. On the front page of the Irish Independent, the news that the plan for Dr. Tony Holohan to go to Trinity College with his salary being paid by the government was not a one-off. The Independent says that, for example, one former senior civil servant has been seconded to Maynooth University, with the Exchequer providing money to the university for his salary. The headline there reads, €216,000 role was created for civil servant on secondment. Another government funding story also makes the front page of the Irish Independent. According to the paper, a new initiative has been announced to tackle dereliction in rural towns and villages. Local authorities are going to get money to renovate old convents, banks, post offices and cinemas. It'll come out for each county council at €400,000. Yet more on government funding on the front page of the Irish Times. In this, the government says it'll ring-fence money for developers to build affordable homes in cities around the country, and that amount, the amount being set aside is €450 million. The Texas school shooting is still receiving coverage, with the Irish Daily Star saying that the husband of one of the teachers who was shot himself died of a heart attack yesterday. The Herald reports his family says he died of grief. The couple had four teenage children. Apparently the man, Joe Garcia, had just returned from leaving flowers at a memorial for his wife and the other victims. Meghan Markle also laid flowers at a memorial in Uvalde. The former actress and princess flew from to Texas from her home in California, and those pictures are in the Irish Daily Mail and the Examiner. Another photo in the Examiner dominating the front page is the 1990 picture of actor Ray Liotta, whose death was announced yesterday. It's probably one image that can justifiably be called iconic. It's from the gangster movie Goodfellas, and he's gazing into the camera dressed in a dark suit with his hair slicked back. The Irish Daily Mirror tells us that Ray Liotta was born to an Irish woman, given up for adoption and adopted by an Irish Scotswoman. He was always troubled by being adopted, and when he was an adult, hired a private investigator to find his birth mother. When they eventually met, he finally understood why she felt she couldn't keep him. Back to the Irish Independent, and Emma Kelly is writing about the return of the TV show Love Island and how she knows she's going to get sucked in. She writes that she just can't bear not being able to join in chats about mugginess, Casa Amor and underboob trends. While in the same paper, actor Ciarán Hinds talks about filming an outdoor sex scene with his wife Hélène Patrahó. He describes it as ridiculous and funny. Safe to say you won't be seeing Ciarán Hinds on Love Island anytime soon.
Ronan, thank you.